It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got Vern on the line, and I think he's got some breaking Royals news. I'm going to pot him up right now.
Okay.
Here he goes.
What do you Vern, tell the people what they need to know on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan.
Well, the Kansas City Royals, with a slight echo, Royals just tweeted out a picture of a Pasquatch's hands wrapped around a baseball bat with the Pasquatch necklace hanging off the neck. That's all it says. It has today in the corner with the hands of a Pasquatch wrapped
around. I'm looking at it right now, yeah.
A weapon.
Yeah.
A weapon that he's going to be ready to use today against Corbin Burns.
Okay, so what do we expect out of him? Because I know in baseball, Vern, you get an injury like this in May, you're in the gulag of the minors for like 12 weeks pulling on rubber cords on a fence to get your timing back. Like, what are we expecting out of Vinny?
Well, listen, October is not the time for realistic expectations, in my opinion. So if he's in there, I'm having somewhat of a football mentality. If you're in the lineup, I'm expecting the Pasquatch to show up. So, okay, if you don't want him in the three spot today, fine. But he's not dropping much further than fourth or fifth in the lineup. I expect quality at bats. Right? I mean, his eyes weren't hurt. His thumb was hurt. He should still be able to have a very good command of the strike zone. It's not as if the Royals are just going to throw him to Corbin Burns, throw him to the Wolves without him facing any sort of live pitching. We know he's faced Will Smith. We know he stood in there against Steven Cruz. I have to imagine there's a few others mixed in there. Obviously, the guy's feeling good. But even if he doesn't, you know, put together that two-hit day, he's still a guy that's seeing his name in the lineup when you show up today. If you're Michael Massey, if you're Hunter Renfroe, if you're MJ Melendez, it lifts, even if it's a slight amount, it lifts some of that burden off of your shoulders, because now you can return to the form that this team was in for the first 5 months of the season, where it was, let me just follow the scoreboard. Let me just do my job and execute my game plan, because if we can flip this lineup back over and get it to that trio of Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi, they're going to come through with the big hit. They're going to drive somebody in. They're going to make sure that my execution of a bunt, of a base hit, of going the other way, they're going to make sure that my execution is rewarded, because you have three of the best RBI guys, three of the most clutch bats in the lineup, bang, 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 going up against Corbin Burns later on today.
Yeah, I just got a text from somebody in the know. He is officially in the lineup today. So that is the good news. It's not just the graphic anymore. Vinny is officially in the lineup today. And just to kind of follow that up, Vern, are you telling me minor league rehab stints are just a waste of everybody's time now?
Not at all. No, okay. No. Timing is a very real thing, and it's going to be very difficult to go from staring at Will Smith's 88-mile-per-hour heater to the nasty cutter that Corbin Burns is bringing on a regular basis. Also, most big league hitters do not have the zone awareness and are not the hitters that Vinny Pasquantino is. It's not going to be easy. Obviously, it's not going to be easy. The guy's back from thumb surgery in less than 5 weeks, but it's not going to be easy to execute at a high level against a guy that just yesterday I voted for American League Pitcher of the Month in Corbin Burns. He's outstanding. Cole Reagans is outstanding. Man, can we start this game already,
So please. You said Cole Reagans. In Baltimore, this is what they're saying.
Well, KC counters with Cole Reagans.
So no respect for Mr. Raggins today on the mound in Baltimore. I guess I just don't understand. We had Ben McDonald on earlier. He can't really explain it. Other people in baseball, and I talked to people at ESPN with baseball. I'm like, why are the Royals such a dog in this thing? Why are they the 12th team in a 12-team playoff race when it comes to power rankings? Like, what am I missing, Vern? This seems to me like it's a perfect setup for a Royal Series win.
Yes. I'll agree with you when it comes to the wild card series that I'm expecting the Royals to win. Not that I'll be angry or disappointed if they don't, but I certainly feel with the advantage that they have on the mound with the return of Vinny Pasquantino, having the better defense and more team speed, I think the Royals can and will take this series. But the reason why is September, right? A bad September, the worst offense in Major League Baseball throughout the month of September. Also, not many boom bats in that lineup, right? The thing that I think worries most people about Baltimore is, one through eight in that lineup are guys that can take you deep and change a game with one swing. You look at this Royals lineup, Bobby, Salvi, Vinny, MJ, Massey, and Renfro, guys with power. Paul DeJong, guys with power. It's, you're crossing your fingers. You don't expect it maybe the same way you would with a Ryan Mountcastle or a Gunnar Henderson, Anthony Santander, Cedric Mullins. They have guys that have seasons of production under their belt. They have guys that have been to the postseason before. While with the Royals, the guys that you're banking on, the Melendez, the Michael Masseys, the lefty bats in that Camden Yards, listen, they could become the next Mike Moustakas, right? One swing of the bat and their whole career changes. But the reason why Baltimore is such a favorite in the series is A, they're at home, B, they've been here before, and they've, C, been their better team for the better part of the past 6 months.
Okay, so let me jump in, though, and counter this, Vern, because I've watched enough postseason baseball over the years, and you see these big Yankee lineups with these big bats, and then they go in the postseason. Yep. That's why I look at offense, I'm like, I don't really get excited about big bats in the postseason. I get excited about pitching, and what the Royals can offer from a starting standpoint in the series gets me really excited.
What's that little dog barking at?
Yeah.
Oh, he's fired up for the game.
That's right. Okay, he just found out Vinny's playing.
And I think he just heard that they called him Raggins.
Anyways.
It's a pretty embarrassing look from Baltimore. But, Bob, you're right. Those Sheffield, Giambi, Yankees flailing against Justin Verlander back in the day.
A fraud.
100%. Now, I'm interested in your thoughts on this, but to me, the game has, I'm not going to say changed, but the pitching is just so good now.
Yes.
What we saw happen in 2015 with the bullpenning. Now, I don't think Baltimore's bullpen's all that good, to be quite honest with you, so I'm not worried about that. But moving forward, when you have a team like Cleveland that's, hey, starting pitcher, give us four, and then we're just going to bring monsters out of the bullpen for two innings at a time. To think that you're going to be able to string together two, three base hits and have the type of rallies that maybe the Royals did back in 14 and 15, pretty difficult. What seems to work nowadays, yes, pitching, defense, team speed, but also having a few guys that can hit that solo home run because – yeah. Home runs seem to be a lot easier way to score runs than piecemealing together three, four base knocks in a row off of a guy like Corbin Burns. So when I look at the Royals lineup, a lot like, Adolis Garcia was last year, like Jorge Soler was for that Braves team back in 2021, a guy that can just come through with the big hits, the big bomb on a consistent basis. Salvi, Bobby are obviously options. But everyone else in this lineup, to me, yes, you have power, again, in DeJong, in Renfro, in Massey and Melendez, but it's few and far between. So I do think that the home run threats in Baltimore's lineup are the reason why, or one of many reasons why, you're going to be on the edge of your seat all day, because there's going to be no comfortable at-bat. And for those that are about to experience October for the first time, the best way I can explain the anxiety is with the classic cliche of, a walk is a rally.
Yeah.
Right, a two-out walk, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, here is our chance. We better capitalize on that.
We got speed. You get Bobby on. He steals second. He steals third. And, the running game, Call me biased, man. Baltimore's cooked, man. Don't even show up.
Well, somewhat biased.
Well, but, yeah. All right. Take it easy.
You know what I think this is going to come down to, and maybe this is just because of what happened in 2015 with Correa's error and Bautista's errant throw and Daniel Murphy booting the ball left and right in the World Series. What I believe this series will come down to, because Burns is a stud, Reagan's is a stud, the bullpens both have above average arms in there that they'll likely ride in this game today and tomorrow. What I think it comes down to is who blinks first. Defensively, who blinks first? Who makes that errant throw to the wrong base that gives up an extra 90 feet to the opposition? Who doesn't turn that inning-ending double play and give the other team an extra out? To me, it's going to come down to defense, and that, Bob, is the reason why I'm with you. That, well, I think Baltimore should still show up, but yeah, I'm riding with the boys in blue today.
Dig it. So again, Vinny Pasquantino back with the Royals lineup. We can comfortably say that, I believe, is what we're thinking. Okay. How does that, you know, kind of change maybe Baltimore's perspective, Vern? I mean, obviously you kind of alluded to it earlier where he might hit, you know, differently because of his rehab and, you know, coming back from the injury. But you got to think that's, in my opinion, that's got to give, you know, Sal and Bobby a little bit of a boost of juice.
Well, if I'm Brandon Hyde, you got to prove it to me, Vinny.
Fair.
You know, I'm not pitching to Bobby just because you showed up. Mm-hmm. You know, listen, I respect the 97 RBIs. I respect your numbers with runners in scoring position. You're a terrific hitter, but you haven't done anything in the show in a month. I'm coming at you, and I'm going in. Right? Corbin Burns is going to be throwing that cutter
that sounds
in on
violent.
The hands. Yeah, well, you're throwing that cutter in on the hands pretty consistently against Vinny Pasquantino. Let's really test out the health of that thumb. So, no, I'm still not letting Bobby beat me. If, you know, Salvi, I don't want him to beat me. I can sleep well if I'm Brandon Hyde, if Vinny Pasquantino or anybody other than Bob or Sal get the best of me today.
Talking with Josh Vernier, our Royals insider here on 96.5 The Fan. And to me, you know, Vern, obviously the pitching is a situation from a starting standpoint where I love the Royals. And really the bullpen over the last month has been pretty good. How do you see the matchup between the two bullpens today?
And the thing is, with the bullpen, for as much as maybe I want to dismiss what we've seen in September, for as much as some want to say, okay, yeah, they had a nice final month, but look at the season, they've been bad. It's a completely different bullpen, especially from the one that Baltimore saw back in April. A completely different bullpen. Lucas Erceg wasn't out there. Daniel Lynch, Chris Bubich wasn't out there. Angel Zerpa is a guy that I'll be very interested to see if he grabs that final spot in this bullpen. But, you know, today, Cole Reagans, tomorrow, Seth Lugo, I'm still leaning on them. And Bob, you know, I've heard you express the concern that Matt Quatrero would follow what his former manager in Kevin Cash did back in that World Series with Blake Snell pulling him out after a second time through the lineup. Yeah, Q dismissed that quickly, saying, yeah, there are no parameters, there are no limits when it comes to a guy like Cole Reagans. We're not yanking him after the second time through, which I don't know if we needed to hear him say that, but it's nice.
It's nice to hear. It is. Yeah, absolutely. What
so
about? Go ahead, Vern.
I'm still riding Reagans. I'm still riding Lugo. I have a lot of faith in Chris Bubich. I'm excited with what I saw from Angel Zerpa, but other than Lucas Erceg, I don't know if I want anybody other than Cole Reagans going at those lefty bats that we're going to see today in the Baltimore lineup.
So let's say it's a 2-2 game, and Dusty and I were talking about this earlier. It's a 2-2 game, sixth inning, second and third, one out. Are you bringing Erceg into that game in the sixth inning, or are you saving him for the ninth?
Second and third with one out.
Right. 2-2 game, sixth inning.
I have more follow-up questions because I'm a nerd. I'm wondering who's at the dish.
I don't know that answer,
If it's a lefty, I'm certainly sticking with Cole Reagans. If first base is open, I might be walking him and bringing in a guy like John Schreiber to get a inning-ending double play. But without knowing all that, I'm sticking with Cole Reagans.
Okay.
Well, Vern, on deck show at 2 o'clock. What do you want to tell the people they can expect for a playoff Vern visit again?
I mean, it's playoff baseball. If you can't show up for this, I don't know what to tell you.
What's on Vern's agenda today before you get into this? Because it's been 9 years, Vern.
Yeah. agenda is just consume as much 96.5 The Fan that I can, MLB Network. I'm just tweaking until this game starts, to be quite honest with you.
How many cups of coffee so far this morning?
2.5
Okay. Oh, wow.
So you're still going.
Don't even need it, but it's just so tasty.
But you're still going because I do love me some French Vin, man. Yeah. I tell you what. Speaking of Vin, Vinny Pasquantino looks like he's going to be at least on the roster.
Today,
so,
yeah.
Firm, we appreciate the time, and maybe we'll talk to you again tomorrow, and these boys will have a 1-0 lead against the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, I hope so. Thanks, guys.
You got it. You love you.
Josh,
you love you? Did you just say
that's right. I always sneak it in there.
Well, KC counters with Cole Ragans.
You hate to see it. How about that?
God, if they're going to play as good as I feel right now, this thing will be over in one game. They won't even need to play 2 and 3.
That
right?
Vinny Pasquantino gave you a shot in the arm?
No, it's just the starting pitching. I mean, Cole Ragans, man.
Let's see your talent.
That's right. Cole Ragans. If you disrespect a name in Kansas City, it seems to come back and bite you.
It really does. It really, really
and
does.
Even if it was unintentional disrespect, somebody should have been like, wait a minute, we got to cut that. That's not his name.
Right.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
His name is Ragans.
Like, that's the guy doing the update. That's where the host should. But I heard the host also say Ragans later on.
Oh, boy. Well, one team called it Burrowhead and found out how that happened for them. Now he's getting called Cole Ragans. So just hammer the over of 5.5 strikeouts.
Well, KC counters with Cole Ragans. Our postseason.
Let's see your talent.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.